أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. Continuing with Asma al-Husna, today we will look at the attribute of Al-Fattah, the opener. And I love it. It's such an amazing attribute from which to draw energy from. The opener, Al-Fattah, is that quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that attribute by which means everything that is closed is opened, and through the guidance of which everything that is unclear is made clear. And the moment you think Al-Fattah, think of three meanings. First, the victorious, who vanquishes difficulties and brings about victory. Second, he's the one who makes his decisions known. And thirdly, he is the revealer who discloses that which has been concealed. You see, in Arabic, fataha, the verb, it means opened. Miftah is a key. Fatah is victory or conquest. Fatah also means flowing water. It also means to arbitrate between two opponents. Istiftah means seeking help or achieving victory. And both Al-Fatih and Al-Fattah are attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Fattah is a superlative of Al-Fatih. And to say that he is Al-Fattah is, oh, it's amazing. And the ayah of Quran that comes to mind straight away is the first ayah of Surah Al-Fath, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Inna fatahna laka fatham mubinan liyaghfira laka Allahu ma taqaddama min dhanbik wa ma ta'akhkhara wa yutimma ni'matahu alayk wa yahdiyaka siratan mustaqima wa yansuraka Allahu nasran aziza. Indeed, O Muhammad, we have given you a clear victory, literally an opening, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may forgive your community their past faults and those that follow, and complete His favor to you and keep you on a right way, and that Allah might help you with a mighty help. So He opens deadlocked matters and issues. He reveals the truth. He simplifies whatever seems to be difficult and complicated, and He controls the affairs of the heavens and the earth. You know, there are matters that are closed to us. There are problems that are tied in a knot. There are hardened things that we cannot see through or get through. Some of them are material things, like professions or jobs or possessions or places or friends. We have hearts that are tied in knots with sadness, minds that are tied up in doubts or with questions that they're unable to answer. It is Al-Fattah who opens them all. There is nothing unavailable to the one for whom Al-Fattah will open the gates, and no force in the world can keep these doors locked. If he does not open the doors of his blessings, then no force can make them open. He has the key to the treasures of the secrets that is the human heart. You know, in Surah Al-An'am, ayah 59, we say, وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِهُ الْغَيْبِ وَلَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّهُ. With him are the keys of the unseen treasures. None knows them but he. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. And he knows what is in the land and the sea. وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَطْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. And there falls not a leaf, but he knows it, nor a grain in the darkness of the earth, nor anything green nor dry, but it is all in a clear book. If you stand at the gate of his rahmah and knock on the door of Al-Fattah, he will open it. Pray, seek things from him unceasingly, always. Remember, you and I are poor, he is rich. You and I are in need, he is the satisfier of needs. You and I are in the dark, he is the light. If he wills, he will open that door. And to manifest this, we need to open the doors of our mercy and our generosity. Help those who are weaker than yourself. Help the ones who have fallen. And maybe, above all, do not hurt anyone, because that is the key which locks the door of rahmah and blessings. So Abd al-Fattah is the one who has raised himself or herself through his efforts to a level where he or she can solve his own worldly and spiritual problems and those of others. And then Allah gives him the key to the secret of all knowledge. He opens knots believed to be fast, secrets which are hidden, hearts which are tight, bounties which are reserved. If you sincerely wish to cleanse your heart from imaginations, from mischief, from egoism, from anger, from anything else, then it's recommended that after Salatul Fajr, from after your morning Salah, press your right hand over your heart and recite Ya Fattah 70 times. This also ensures that one's spiritual heart will be opened. It's an amazing ism to draw energy from.